Focus on Africa.
Well, the International Criminal Court has suffered another setback, with prosecutor Fatou Bensouda being denied an entry visa to the United States. RFI's William Niba has the story.
Yes, Amanda. According to the East African Standard, which leads with the story, the decision is in response to Ms. Bensouda's investigation into possible war crimes by American forces and their allies in Afghanistan. A 2016 report by the ICC said there was a reasonable basis to believe the U.S. military had committed torture at secret detention sites in Afghanistan operated by the CIA. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned Bensouda that if she was responsible for the produced ICC investigation of U.S. personnel, she should not assume that she or any of her staff will still be permitted to enter the United States. Fatou Bensouda's office immediately reacted in a press release stating that the ICC prosecutor would continue to discharge her duties without fear or favor. Professor Douglas Yates is a political scientist at the American University Graduate School here in Paris. I asked him if the posture of the fines taken by the Hague-based court against the United States is tenable.
Yes. Many people believe that since the United States is not subject to its jurisdiction, they're wrong because these facts involve Afghanistan. And Afghanistan has been a member of the ICC. And so the ICC has the legal right to exercise its jurisdiction, its power, to hear about crimes committed in the territory of Afghanistan. That's a question of law. Yes, they can continue. Now, the practical question is, does the ICC have the power to take on one of the world's giants?
Secretary Mike Pompeo hinting in that statement that the United States is prepared to take additional steps, including economic sanctions, if the ICC does not change its course. What measures do you think Washington is looking at?
Well, the United States has a particular power through its dollar and through its banking system to target some of these members and freeze their funds. Like, for example, some of those offshore bank accounts that certain members of the ICC have been found to possess.
Professor Yates, the credibility of the ICC has been eroded, to say the least, by the reported manipulation by one of the two permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm speaking about France here, who handed ousted Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo to the Hague-based tribunal even before he was charged of any crimes.
Well, some people believe that these bad behaviors on the part of the world's major powers discredit the entire operation of the ICC. That I disagree. We desperately need something like the ICC. It's an institution that's suffering from implementation.
Probably what has encouraged the African Union to call for a massive withdrawal of its members from the court. The popular narrative here being the ICC's unfair treatment of Africans and its inability to correct the structural inequalities.
Yeah, if the question is, first, should countries in Africa withdraw? I think no. I think that the countries that have withdrawn or threatened were dictators who didn't want to be held accountable. So we've got Burundi, we had the Gambia, people like Mugabe didn't want to be involved. They don't want to be held accountable for their acts. Most of these cases which are brought up are actually raised by Africans because the African Union's new courts often don't have the power or the muscle to bring leaders into play. But it's clear that the ICC is the only international court we have that can investigate genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes. To not have the ICC would be to leave those crimes unpunished. We need to have some kind of international legal structure that can bring people in, something higher than the national level, higher than the regional level, something that can escape the national politics. Does that make people at the national level uncomfortable? If they're criminals, but I think the victims of the crimes are perfectly happy to see them being held accountable for what they've done. Like the Rwandan genocide commemorated this weekend, the ICC's role could have substituted what we needed to do, which was an Arusha tribunal that was ad hoc, and then a local system of justice in Rwanda that took decades and isn't considered to have effectively prosecuted people because it was national and politically done. It was seen as victor's justice. So the ICC, as it works, is very problematic, but it needs to be repaired, not abandoned.
Professor Dr. Lucy Yates at the Paris-based American University Graduate School on the line here in the French capital.
And that was RFI's William Niebuhr there.